Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Ted from Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We're going to be talking about something that you may not have been thinking about recently, and that is FICO. Ted, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to come down and talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's always a pleasure. Now, FICO is one of those things, and credit scores in general are one of those things that, you know, you don't necessarily start thinking about until you turn about 20 years old, and you start thinking, I really need to start building some credit. And if from there on out, that little three-digit number controls a lot of what you're trying to do. But for people who aren't familiar with the concept, what is FICO?
Yeah, it sure does. So, you know, FICO, it's basically how well you're going to pay back your loans, money that you borrow, things of that nature, all play into your FICO score. So credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, all that fun stuff all plays into your FICO score. It's something that over time, as you said, as you start in your 20s, right? That's when you start really thinking about it. That's a good time to start building it, to take the little steps to start building that credit score and to get it up to places so that you can accomplish the things that you want to do in life.
Yeah, this is something you're going to need for houses, car loans, things like that. So it's a pretty important thing, especially as you get further and further, to starting to want to plan the next stage of your life. So what kind of goes into a FICO score? What are they looking at when determining this number?
So a lot of things they'll look at. Honestly, revolving is one of the biggest things that they'll look at. So your credit cards. They'll want to look at how much of a limit you have compared to how much of a balance you have. They like to see a low balance with a high limit. Obviously, it doesn't start out that way. You start out kind of low on each end. But balancing that, making your payments on time, that is one of the quickest ways to boost your FICO score. Once you get that up, then you start looking at things like auto loans. It is kind of a little tip and trick here. You know, they like to see that you borrow money and that you pay it back responsibly, and not having too much of it on there at the same time. So, it's kind of a fun little game that they play, but it's pretty easy, with the right coaching. It's something that you can build up.
You know, to that last point, especially, that's something that really threw me for a loop recently. You know, I have to make a few big purchases in my life, home and auto, and open those pretty quickly in succession. I watched that number drop, and I was freaking out. I had to call for some reassurance, like, hey, this isn't going to, like, kill me, is it? No, it's something that you just got to slowly, like you said, pay responsibly, yes. Get back responsibly. Makes all the difference in the world, so... I think the thing that the listeners are probably curious about, how does FICO relate back to EUCCU? Why are we talking about this today?
So we're going to become an affiliate with them. You're going to be able to go on our website, and when you log in, you'll have a little section that you'll see what your FICO score is. And once you see that, like if it's not where you want it to be, you can come in, you can talk to any one of our loan officers, and we'll kind of give you some tips and tricks, as we talked about, on how to build that up, things that are holding it down. I mean, overall, the goal is the higher credit score, the lower interest you pay. The lower interest you pay, the more money you can save over the life of a loan. So everybody wants to save money a little bit, right? So we'll help coach you on that. And get you to where you want your credit score to be.
You know, this goes back to something that we're always talking about with EUCCU. You guys are for the community. You want to help however you can, and you have that very human element because, you know, not very often, especially in the big world of corporate banking, you're not going to be able to go out in public, you know, run into your loan officer in the grocery store, chat up. You're not going to have a direct line to him. That's not the case with EUCCU. I have a loan through you guys, and you guys give me the number directly with who I'm working with. You know, you have that direct line of communication. I feel like that really sets you guys apart in this world of credit unions and banking in general, because it's rare that you get that level of connection.
Yes, absolutely. And we want you to feel comfortable with the person you're working with. We want you to build that relationship with them. So if it's someone, you know, we've got quite a few down there. And if it's someone that you're like, hey, I've talked to them before, I want to talk to them again, you can call them directly. You can call a branch and ask for them. You can walk in. You don't need an appointment. You can walk in and just visit with them. We want to build that relationship with you. We want to build that confidence. And we want to help you achieve the things that you want to achieve in life.
Yeah, it's so important that you have that person in your corner in this oftentimes ruthless world of banking. So it's nice to know that EUCCU is in your corner. Now, Ted, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Yeah. You know, like I said, just come in and talk to us. We do. We want to have your best interest at heart. So we want to give you the advice that we can, and kind of lead you in the right direction to save you some money in the long run, maybe set you up to get into your first house, do the things that you want to accomplish in life and save you some money while you're doing it. All based on three little numbers that show up on a credit report. So,
well, Ted, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you.
Again, our guest, Ted Thain from EUCCU, and we're talking about a new development coming to EUCCU, being able to check your FICO score online or in the app with you wherever you go, all powered by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.